KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Brown Auto Body and Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, in a pretty exciting final week of the NFL, as a lot of positioning was on the line. All of the seedings were on the line yesterday, along with some playoff spots, and there were plenty that were grabbed in some unorthodox fashion. We had a game for you here on KJN as the Kansas City Chiefs took on the San Diego Chargers in the final regular season game of the year there for the Chiefs. The Chiefs, really, with nothing to change in their situation, they knew they were going to be the 5 seed into the postseason, just a matter of who they were going to end up playing. So they rested 20 of their 22 starters, but gave a good run against the San Diego Chargers. Nick Novak kicked a 36-yard field goal with 5:30 left in overtime, and the San Diego Chargers, who trailed by 10 points in the fourth quarter, beat the Kansas City Chiefs 27-24 to claim the AFC's final playoff spot. The Chargers ended a 3-year postseason drought. The winning drive was kept alive by a 2-yard gain by Pro Bowl safety Eric Weddle on a fake punt on 4th-and-2 from the Chargers' 28. The game ended when Kansas City couldn't convert on a 4th-and-15 from the San Diego 41 with 3:16 left. With the Chargers on the verge of an embarrassing collapse against a team resting all those starters, Philip Rivers threw a 6-yard touchdown pass to Eddie Royal early in the fourth quarter, and Nick Novak kicked a 22-yard field goal to tie it. Kansas City kicker Ryan Succop was wide right on a potential game-winning 41-yard field goal try with just 4 seconds left in regulation. It was later determined that the Chargers actually had violated a new rule by lining up too many men on one side of the line in that field goal attempt, so it should have been a penalty and another chance for Succop to kick that field goal, but of course, it went unnoticed during the game, so the league will apologize, but that won't do anything to console the Pittsburgh Steelers, because they were the team that would have gotten in if the Chiefs had beaten the Chargers instead of San Diego sneaking in with that win as they did. But that's how that one wrapped up there in the AFC. Other games that were on the slate yesterday that ended in wild fashion and had good implications on the postseason. One of them was in Chicago, as the Packers won their third straight division crown by scoring the last two touchdowns in a 33-28 win over the Bears in Chicago. Aaron Rodgers put Green Bay ahead by heaving a 48-yard scoring strike to Randall Cobb with just 38 seconds remaining. It was the second touchdown pass of the day for Rodgers, who threw for 318 yards and a pair of early interceptions after missing the previous 7 games with a fractured collarbone. The Bears led 28-20 after Jay Cutler's short touchdown pass to Brandon Marshall 5 seconds into the fourth quarter. Eddie Lacy's 6-yard touchdown run got the Packers back within 28-27. The Eagles captured the NFC East with a 24-22 win over Dallas as well, a game that wasn't decided until the Cowboys quarterback Kyle Orton threw an interception following the 2-minute warning. NFL rushing champion LeSean McCoy had 120 yards and grabbed one of Nick Foles' 2 touchdown passes. Foles hit Brett Celek for a 14-yard touchdown that put the Eagles ahead 17-7 with 1:19 left in the first half. Orton had 2 touchdown passes and was 30 of 46 for 358 yards and 2 interceptions for the Cowboys, who lost a divisional title in the season finale for the 3rd straight year. Also in other notes, the Steelers needed to beat the Browns and hope that Baltimore, Miami, and San Diego lost. That scenario was looking good until the Chargers rallied to win, so they get knocked out. New Orleans is back in the NFC playoffs after dismantling Tampa Bay 42-14. Drew Brees threw for 381 yards and 4 touchdowns, including a 76-yard scoring pass to Kenny Stills. Brees also ran 9 yards for a touchdown after eclipsing the 5,000-yard mark in passing for an unprecedented 4th time. The 11-5 Saints also end up 8-0 at the Superdome while dropping the Buccaneers to 4-12. But they will have to go on the road in the first round of the playoffs. Also, Carolina clinched the NFC South title by nipping Atlanta 21-20. Cam Newton threw a pair of touchdown passes, and Greg Hardy had a team record 4 sacks as the Panthers improved to 12-4. Carolina set a team record by sacking Matt Ryan 9 times in that game. AFC North champion Cincinnati had the distinction of eliminating last season's Super Bowl champions as they beat the Ravens 34-17 as they improved 11-5. The Ravens finished at 8-8. Denver is tied at the top seed and home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs after Peyton Manning threw for four more touchdowns while setting a single-season record for passing yards in a 34-14 rout of Oakland. Manning had 5,477 passing yards for the season before sitting out the second half. He broke Drew Brees' old record by 1 yard. He finished also with 55 touchdown passes this year, also a new NFL record. Seattle claimed the NFC West title and the number one seed in the NFC playoffs by defeating St. Louis 27-9. Malcolm Smith put the Seahawks ahead to stay with a 37-yard interception return for a touchdown in the first quarter. New England wrapped up a first-round bye in the AFC playoffs by downing Buffalo 34-30. The Patriots rolled up 267 rushing yards while Tom Brady threw for just 122 yards and one touchdown. The 49ers beat Arizona 23-20 on Phil Dawson's 40-yard field goal as time expired, just 29 seconds after Jay Feely's 43-yard kick tied the game. The Cardinals fell behind 17-0 in the first quarter before Carson Palmer threw scoring passes to Jake Ballard and Andre Roberts. Palmer finished with 407 passing yards, while Colin Kaepernick had 310 through the air for San Francisco. Kaepernick hit Vernon Davis and Anquan Boldin for short TDs as the Niners finished 12-4. Arizona missed the playoffs despite a 10-6 record, better than at least two postseason teams. Dallas would also have made the playoffs with a worse record than Arizona's if the Cowboys were to have beaten the Eagles. So it was a scenario where the Cardinals were definitely going to feel a little bit left out. Geno Smith led three scoring drives, ran for a touchdown, and threw for 190 yards as the Jets beat Miami 20-7, of course, making some of those other AFC games later interesting and helping out the Chargers. Andrew Luck threw for 282 yards and one touchdown. Robert Mathis reclaimed the NFL sacks lead, and Adam Vinatieri joined the 2,000-point club as the Colts routed Jacksonville 30-10. The AFC South champs have now won three straight. The Minnesota Vikings beat the Detroit Lions 14-13 on the final game at the Metrodome after 32 seasons. The building will be torn down next month to make room for a new Dome Stadium on the same site. Mike Munchak may have earned some bargaining points to keep his job as Tennessee coach as the Titans handed the Houston Texans their 14th straight loss, 16-10. In the last game at the Meadowlands before the Super Bowl, the New York Giants beat listless Washington 20-7 in the rain at MetLife Stadium. So that sets up the postseason coming up this next weekend. The wild card games look like this. Game that will kick off at 3:35 that we'll have for you here on KJAN will be the Kansas City Chiefs at the Indianapolis Colts. That'll be televised on NBC, and we'll bring that one to you here on KJAN. And then the New Orleans Saints will be on the road at the Philadelphia Eagles. That will be a 7:10 start time for that one coming up on Saturday, and that one will also be televised on NBC from Lincoln Financial Field. The Sunday, Chargers will travel to take on the Bengals in Cincinnati at Paul Brown Stadium, 12:05 kickoff on CBS, and then the San Francisco 49ers will go on the road to Lambeau Field to take on the Packers, and that will be televised on Fox. 3:40 is scheduled kickoff for that one coming up on Sunday. So it will be interesting to see how those teams with the better records but are also used to playing in warmer climates do as they travel on the road here this next weekend in the NFL. Let's look at some NFL news. We'll have a look at some other college notes for you after this.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
And before we get into college basketball notes, just one other note from the NFL that's just come across. The Minnesota Vikings have fired their head coach, Leslie Frazier, a day after they wrapped up a 5-10-1 season. The Vikings made the playoffs last year but struggled this year, unable to find stability at quarterback. Frazier went 21-33-1 in three-plus seasons. The firing was just announced early here this morning. Also in college basketball, a game yesterday for the Iowa State women as Bryn Williamson and Jada Buckley scored 19 points each to help number 14 Iowa State remain perfect with an 85-65 victory over William and Mary, and they won the championship of the Cyclone Challenge that they hosted in Ames over this weekend. They also picked up a victory on Saturday against Holy Cross. The Iowa women won on Saturday, a game we had for you on KJN, as Melissa Dixon sparked a key run before halftime. Samantha Logic heated up in the second half as number 21 Iowa rallied from as many as 9 down to roar past North Dakota 88-62. Logic, the reigning Big Ten Player of the Week after a triple-double against Drake, had 6 points at halftime, but she rallied to finish with 21 and 8 assists. Iowa State men's basketball team has announced that Iowa State reserve guard K.J. Bluford is leaving the team after just 11 games. Coach Fred Horberg announced Sunday that Bluford will transfer in hopes of getting more playing time elsewhere. He's a junior who recently joined Iowa State from Northeast Community College in Nebraska. He played in just 7 games for the Cyclones, averaging 2.7 points. Also, over the weekend, Chris Caird scored 15 of his 17 points in the first half to lead Drake to a 75-52 victory on the road over IUPUI on Sunday. They took a 12-0 run to lead 25-14 with 10:08 remaining, and Caird hit 3 three-pointers in the first half to lead the charge for the Bulldogs. Also in the college hoops on Saturday, Seth Tuttle scored 7 of his 11 points in the final 4:28 to help Northern Iowa hold off Iona 90-78 Saturday night up in Cedar Falls. Tuttle also grabbed 15 rebounds as UNI's Deion Mitchell scored 20 points. Nate Buss had 19, and Chip Rank chipped in 14. And officials say the Drake University Bulldog mascot has died. The university says that the owners of Porterhouse, Kevin and Aaron Bell, announced his death through his blog on Sunday. They'd shared Porterhouse with the school since he was crowned Beautiful Bulldog during the Drake Relays Week competition back in 2009. He became such a fan favorite and crowd-friendly dog that they decided to ask him to keep his crown past that 2010 deadline. Drake Athletic Director Sandy Hatfield Club says no Bulldog has had such a meaningful and lasting impact on the Drake community, and he often attended various sporting events to support the Bulldogs. That's a look at some of the latest sports for you here this 8 o'clock hour on KJN Sports, brought to you by Brown Auto Body and Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.